We're back on Castle Country Focus, speaking with commercial loan officer for Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, Ann Anderson, about PPP loans. So we're going to kick it off on Monday with the new ones. And if you've had one before, that's fine.
Yep.
You have to wait until the 13th. Is that correct?
Yep. So on Wednesday, then businesses that have applied and received a PPP loan in 2020, then they can apply for another one beginning on Wednesday. The stipulation with those who have had a PPP loan before is you need to have used all of your funds. That doesn't necessarily mean the loan has been forgiven yet. I'm working with businesses right now. We're still in the process of getting those loans forgiven through the SBA, and it's a process. But you had to have at least used all of your money from the first loan, and that's the only stipulation. As long as you've used your money, then you can apply for another one and begin the process to receive a second PPP loan.
And you were also saying that they have really streamlined the application process this time.
Correct. Because of it being such a short window of time, everything has to be done by March 31st. There's only going to be one application this time. The last ones in 2020, we had three different applications that we could use, depending on the dollar amount and the business, etc. So there's going to be just one application that is going to be used this time. If you did receive a PPP loan the first time, chances are you will be able to use your same documentation for this round on the PPP loans. But again, it's a case-by-case basis. We'll have to look at it. But it should be a lot easier from what they're telling us to get the application completed and then for us to get it submitted for these businesses than to be able to get the money into their account to help them out.
Okay, and you were also saying that there's a certain criteria that you have to prove.
Correct. Yes, like last time, you do the money does need to be used for payroll expenses. You can use it for rent, utilities, but there is a difference this time that they are requiring that you have to prove in 2020, in at least one quarter of 2020, that you were down in your receipts, meaning your income coming in your receipts for that quarter compared to 2019. So say you have receipts of $30,000 in the second quarter of 2020, but in 2019, in that same second quarter, you had $50,000 in receipts. Well, you're down over 40%. So you could definitely qualify to be able to get this PPP loan. So it needs to be at least one quarter, but it can be more than a quarter. But that is the qualification. But then the calculation to determine the loan amount is still based off of your payroll expenses, et cetera, like that.
Okay. And I think one of the more important things that people need to realize, too, is you don't have to be an existing member of the credit union to do this.
Absolutely not. No, you do not have to be a member of our credit union. We will help you out and get you qualified for this loan and take care of it for you. So we want to be able to help as many community members, businesses that we can. In fact, my phone's been ringing off the hook all day today and helping. We have a branch down in Moab and their industry, because of it being food and accommodations, hotel, they've really been hit. And so I already have people calling and wanting to know, do I have to be a member? And, you know, no, you don't have to be a member. We hope we get you to be a lifelong member with us after we're able to help you with this PPP loan. But no, there you do not have to be a member.
Okay. So once again, this all starts January 11th. It is
correct.
The new round of the PPP loans. And if you're a new customer, if you didn't have a PPP loan last year, new customers are going to start January 11th. If you're an existing one, it's January 13th.
Correct. Yep. If you did not receive a PPP loan, Monday, January 11th, you can begin applications. If you did receive a PPP loan, then just 2 days later, and then we'll get yours done. And that's not our rules. That's the SBA's rules on doing this. And there are, I don't want to get into the ticky-tack of all the different details of this. You have questions, feel free to come down and see me at the credit union. Our lobby is open. We have been open most of the time. So come in and see me or get in touch with me down at the credit union.
All right. And if they would like to give you a call, what's your phone number down there?
You can reach me directly at 636-1729.
All right. And did we cover everything?
You did. Thanks so much.
All right.
Appreciate
it, Dave. Thank you for coming in. And thanks for everything that you're doing. And these loans are great. And they're out there if people need them.
They are. And the thing is, they're 100% forgivable. You use the money like that you're set out to do, then they're 100% forgivable. So we want to be able to help our local businesses.
And that's what it's all about. And thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.